Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Try to get you going a little bit in the morning as you're just kind of getting going there, right? Just pick it up on the guitar for you a little bit. Good morning, everybody. Wow, what a night. Wasn't expecting John Means to go out and throw a no-hitter during the day to be able to catch the last three outs of that one as SportsCenter went over to that to watch John Means throw a no-hitter, but not a perfect game. Very, very weird situation, by the way. That was a strange one. No-hitters don't happen, obviously, very much, but perfect games, by the way, are really, really tough to get. Anytime there's obviously a runner, it changes the perfect game. And John Means threw a breaking pitch. Catcher couldn't hold on to it, so it was a wild pitch strikeout. Pass ball, third strike. Then the guy gets thrown out on the bases. But anyway, he gets his no-hitter. And those are cool. I'm sure he's not complaining. Those no-hitters are hard to get. Perfect games even harder. But that was kind of a strange one. You don't see that a lot. A wild pitch strikeout. Had 12 on the night, but ends up they throw the guy at first base, going to second, throw him out, and made up for it after the catcher couldn't hold on to it. So anyway, that was a strange one. By the way, we got a lot of stuff to get to here this morning as we move on. This Brett Favre stuff is just remarkable because I'm just waiting for the first one. Why now we've got Brett Favre talking on behalf of Aaron Rodgers, which was always
sure he's real happy about that. Yeah, I'm sure he's
yeah,
happy
and
about
Brett
that.
Favre just looks like – well, I don't know why he didn't just get in the media because all of a sudden he's got opinions on politics and everything else. Like, Brett Favre is about ready to have his own show. He really is because he says a lot, and Aaron Rodgers got to be going, man, do I want to keep telling this guy stuff? I mean, I know how good, you know, we've both been with the Green Bay Packers. But I'm just waiting.
That's his go-to guy to, like, talk to?
No,
like,
I don't think – so I don't think it is. I think it's Brett Favre reaching out to Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers giving him a little bit to try to explain his side of the story when Brett Favre says this is not about the players or the fans. This just has to do with the front office. He even said the coach. He's got no problem with his coach. Even though he wasn't excited about a decision at the end of the last game that knocked him out of the playoffs. But it is pretty interesting, the Brett Favre, Aaron Rodgers thing, because I was thinking last night, if this is it for Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, which it could be because he's a stubborn dude like we always talk about.
Right.
He blew off mom and dad and the two brothers a long, long time ago, and that's not getting any better. I can't imagine your mom and dad and your two brothers could be that big of monsters. When you keep like, yeah, I'm not talking to them, want nothing to do with them, and you give $1 million to the area where the fires were a couple years ago because his family lived close to that, and the brothers said, wow, that's great. Great to see Aaron Rodgers giving $1 million. Maybe you could check on mom. She's got the car packed, and she's
so
ready
weird.
To leave. Why don't you go
so
see how
weird.
Mom's doing while you're checking, right. And you care so much about Paradise, California. I thought, wow, this is, yeah. Hey, Aaron, no matter what you think of mom, no matter what she might have said, or I don't know what was said or done, but to blow your family off.
I mean, talk about in-house drama, Joe. Everyone has it maybe in their family a little bit, but this is like a whole new level.
Yeah, that's a crazy one. But anyway, there's no better handoff than Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers. I mean, that is – I was thinking about – I mean, are you talking about crossing over? I'm not even talking about a couple years in between where you're looking for a guy before you're able to to get more stability to that job. Are you okay over there? Was that you?
Yep. Sorry.
That's all right. Just checking. Yep, checking. Make sure you're all right. So yeah, that was a crazy one. Brett Favre went for 16 years, and Aaron Rodgers been 13 or 14 years. You talk about with a couple years of where Aaron Rodgers sat on the bench watching Brett Favre play. Actually, right. Three before. You know, a guy usually sits for three, and you're going, he must not be very good. And he steps right in and plays as well or even better than Brett Favre. But they covered 30 years, man, 30 years where Green Bay fans have just been spoiled. Like, that's not normal to have two quarterbacks that good to give you that kind of entertainment that long, 30 years. And I was going, you know, Greasy and Marino were nice in what they did in the late 60s and 70s into Marino stuff, but there were some downtimes in there in between. Like, nothing's been like those two guys and how good they've been. Just amazing for as long as they've been. And, hey, hell, they'd like to keep Aaron Rodgers even longer to keep that thing going. But, yeah, Green Bay's been a little spoiled, man, with two of the great quarterbacks to ever play in the game. And Aaron Rodgers is definitely one of those guys. And it's also just weird that an MVP wants out. I just never – and I think he's checked out. I don't know how you stroke him. I don't know if you can stroke him with redoing a contract that's got, 3 years left on it, which is kind of weird, and everything else. But it's a really, really strange situation. And everybody's going back and forth, and it seems to – most people are with Aaron Rodgers on this. And
do you think he'll sit? I mean, sit or leave? I mean, not play? I don't mean leave. I mean, because if he goes to a different team, he's going to play. But do you think that if Green Bay sticks to their guns, said we're not trading you, that he retires? Like, Aaron Rodgers is done at least for a season? Could that happen?
I don't see
it. Either do I.
I don't see a guy that good. Like, I just think all the great ones, the really, really great ones, they have trouble retiring in general. Like, they threaten from time to time and they'll tell you they're a little salty with a guy you drafted. That's gone on with a lot of guys. Why do we draft, at the end of your – towards the end of your career, and somebody will draft a quarterback in the first couple of rounds, and we've heard quarterbacks get a little salty. But that's all ego, man. Like, hey, what are you doing? Why are you getting somebody else? We need help at other positions. We watch Roethlisberger do it. Aaron Rodgers.
Every year,
we've had a bunch of guys do that. That just tells me how – these guys want to win, man. And so – if Aaron Rodgers was to really sit out and they couldn't work a deal out, now he's just trying to force a trade wherever he wants to go, Denver, one of those
Vegas,
teams,
right.
Vegas maybe, whatever it could be out there. But it's just like I don't see – and he's a strange dude, man. He is different. I heard Jeff Darlington on ESPN trying to explain it, and everybody's trying to be respectful – because he is he is so good at what he does. But I mean, he's a little different guy. I mean, just going back to comments his brothers made about him and to everything, and what could the family stuff to even what he's done to former teammates. I mean, the stories that are out there, and then he's got guys he's really close to, And by the way, he's gone through a few relationships where they think these girls start to think things are pretty good and start yapping too much, and they're out the friggin' door real quickly, man.
Don't get too close, Joe.
Don't do that.
Don't get too close, right.
Yeah, that's a crazy one. All right, so listen, we got first of all, I never do this. I never do this in the morning, but I do want to do it to the greatest baseball player of all time and his 90th birthday today, Willie Mays. Turns 90 years old.
Wow.
One of the original 5.5 tool players. Not 5.5, because my man did everything, and he did them all really, really well. So 90 years old. Woody and I were just talking in the other room. You know what's really amazing? So I get a lot of young people might be getting up going, Willie Mays, his stuff's not even that valuable. It's incredible as good as he was. He played a few years in New York, but he did play a lot of his career out in San Francisco. And baseball wasn't real, real big there for a long time at Candlestick. It just wasn't. You could get good seats with really good teams, Willie and all the other guys that they had on those really good teams.
But his stuff, it's the weirdest thing. We're just talking about the value because Woody goes back to the value of everybody's stuff.
Right.
And it has never touched guys that can't sniff his career, like can't sniff it, and yet, and I don't mean to go after all the Yankee players because the Yankee players' value of all that stuff is, has really held well and done great, especially going back to Babe and Mickey and some of the great players they've had, Joe D. But it's really weird to me. We're just talking about Willie Mays stuff.
Well, I was given a ball the other day. I haven't seen my parents in a year. They had a box of all my cards and everything. There's a baseball in there, and his signature is not really identifiable, maybe. I don't know what you think, but I couldn't tell whose signature it was. And my dad goes, it's Willie Mays.
Wow.
You go, are you sure? Like, because, you know, it's just in a box sitting there. I thought Willie Mays would be, like, ultra valuable. He goes, yeah, he was there. Like, he signed it.
So,
but it's not. It's not like crazy value. I thought it would be. He kind of just handed it over to me. I was like, wow, it's
I don't know.
Babe Ruth ball or something.
Yeah.
And no, it's not.
Right. The thing I don't know, I don't know if like Willie went out and did a Pete Rose special where he just signed all over the world like every day for nonstop because it was so valuable. He's so good. I don't know. It's but he's still going, man. And a lot of people don't even know he's still alive or not. Like seriously, like, hey, is Willie? Yeah, he goes. He's still out there and turned 90 years old, and I mean, to me, there are going to be a lot of people who disagree. He is the greatest player of all time. He checks all the boxes, 3,000-plus hits, 660 home runs.
He's got the numbers for sure.
338 stolen bases, had a batting average over 300, 12 gold gloves, made some ridiculous, just unbelievable, and had that unique style, the way he caught the baseball, which – so everybody loved Willie, like growing up. I mean, you were like, oh, are you Willie today? Yeah, I'm Willie. But the coaches, when you're in Little League and stuff, used to go, hey, you can't catch the ball the way he does, man. you can't catch the ball. That's hot dog. And only Willie does that. He's the only guy to do that. It was kind of like when Rick Barry started doing those underhand free throws. And everybody's like, hey, Rick Barry can do that and it works, man. But we don't want you guys. Shoot it the other way. And so I always remember those things when you're growing up and watching that the Willie, the way he would catch everything, it was just a wild.
Well, that's the most iconic, like, highlight, you know, like one of the most iconic highlights in baseball history, that catch in center field. How about the fact that how many players, when they're done with their career, will say they're a 24-time All-Star? You know, like, that's a long time, man, to be playing at a high level.
All I know is Willie and Hank used to go line up in the All-Star game next to each other and play catch from left field to center field. It seemed like they did that.
That's a show right there.
Yeah. A long, long time. But, yeah, so anyway, wanted to give a little shout-out, maybe a little more than usual because I can, because that's my guy, man. That's my guy and my dad. That's the first guy I waited for after a baseball game. You know how sometimes when you're a kid, your dad goes, go ahead. We're in no hurry. We're going to let some of these people get out of here. Go ahead. You can go over where the cars come out. So I run over there, man. Run over there and wait, see McCovey and Mays and Juan Marichal, see who was coming through, all those faces you recognize, man. That was
like part of the Hall of Fame right there.
That was like big, section, big stuff, yeah, man. I didn't know that at the time. I was just a little whippersnapper trying to figure out, you know, how to hit a baseball a little bit and dreaming about all the crazy things that we do when we're kids. So anyway, I just thought that was pretty cool. And so Willie's still going at age 90, man. And, we never had a guy that good nobody ever talks about. It's like, oh, Willie's birthday. He's still alive, huh? Yeah. All right, he was good. No. He was really good, man. He was. But you're going to tell New Yorkers that, and they're going to go, what are you talking about? We had Mickey and had Babe going way back. Did Willie pitch first? No. Only Babe did that, man. Only Babe did. I get your point, but yeah. So happy birthday to him. We've got a bunch of other stuff to get to here this morning. As the Heat getting ready for the Timberwolves tomorrow night. Boston did not help out last night. Boston ends up getting a win, and right now they have jumped right back into the sixth spot. Miami Heat go to that seventh spot, and this thing is headed right down to those two games that they're going to play each other coming up. Sunday and Tuesday, Sunday this week and next Tuesday at Boston are going to be just huge games
coming up. We'll have Eric Reed join us a little bit later on, talk to him about all that stuff. And the Marlins last night here, always want to give them a shout-out. Those three-run homers, always good for business. That's their third one in two games here. And that changes things real quickly. And they're a lot better. Five pitchers combined for the shutout last night with 11 strikeouts. And so good stuff for the Marlins. Get a second straight win. Go for the sweep, as you heard Hollywood talking about. Got a lot more stuff to get to here. We got to take a quick break. We'll be back in just a moment. All right. Got that coffee, man. Just had to get the company coffee in the back. Ran back
first,
here.
Is it the first one? First well, company coffee so
no,
far?
No, no, no. The big boy is gone. The Dunkin' Donut.
No, no. I knew no, that. I'm talking. I always talk company coffee. I know no, that the
first,
big boy is
first
gone.
Company. First company.
Right.
Is this the yeah. one that they're emailing about that they're running low on? That
By the way, that's got to be.
I don't get the emails, so.
That's
got to
be
care.
The weirdest. Right. No, I didn't see it, but that's got to be the weirdest email going, hey, you guys are drinking all the coffee, and I'm thinking, there's not even that many people here still. Like, who's drinking all the damn coffee? I mean,
you?
I'm good. A couple.
Oh, you mean a couple? Well, I don't even drink it.
Isn't the allotted, what is it, like maybe like two per person? So, Joe, you're okay because Hollywood and myself don't, so you get four extra.
I just
so you're good. Yeah, you're okay.
It was just
no, it's not two per person.
Isn't it two per person?
A lot
three
for two per person.
They no. don't have two per on the machines out there. I haven't seen that yet.
Yo, what are you on double shot? Like, come on.
And by the way, that machine they have is really cool. It's got like everything yep. you could, you know, think of, and you just
make an espresso, Joe. Yeah.
So
is that what it is? You just push the button and it just shoots out like whatever kind of coffee you want.
Yeah, and it puts you know little cream in there. I mean, it's a nice machine. Very,
does it have hot
nice.
Chocolate?
I didn't see hot chocolate, no.
It's got high octane
listen,
for Joe.
Man,
that's what it's got.
Listen, man, if you're drinking the hot chocolate.
Well, I've never tried the machine, and I don't drink coffee, so I didn't know if it maybe had hot chocolate. Some of those machines do.
Hey,
the old one at our old building did.
So I want to say this and get it hopefully out of the way again today. So yes, yesterday was as I took care of everything and was patching everything up and got this guy, no longer my friend, got this guy out of the house, picked him up as reported, had him grab their stuff.
Did he hear anything, by the way, before you go any further? Did he hear anything that we were talking about yesterday?
No,
on the
and okay. By the way, he was very comfortable at the pool when I came home. He and his whatever she is, were sitting at the pool, and I came in. And
at the Rose Pool, right?
And my wife's like, this is ridiculous. So he hadn't packed, so I went out because I wasn't going to deal with it. I was in no mood when I left her. It was a really, for all of us that have had a really, really bad day, yesterday it's got potential for the ones I can remember. It's a top 10 really bad day. And, I'm talking about all the bad things that happened through my life. But recently, that was a top 10 really bad one for anybody that's just had one of those days going, man, I can't wait to get up in the morning because it's got to be better.
You said two of the worst days of your life. You scared me a little bit yesterday. That's how bad it was.
Well, I took care of it, man. I just took it head on, which I'm not always big on doing. But so I said, all right, man, you leaving in the swimming clothes? You want to go change because we got to go. And he goes, what do you? I said, dude, I told you, we're out. You're gone. And so I found a place, a little more expensive than I wanted to pay. I told him, I said, it's paid for. And we got in a car. Not too much was said. And he said, hey, am I going to see you this week? I go, nope.
Wow.
That's all I said, nope. And she went to make small talk. And I said, I don't know you. Don't say, I don't want to talk to you. I was just like, I wanted to make it really clear, like, you guys have fun while you're here. It's on me. And that's it. Oh, what are you, that busy? He's so stupid. Wow. You that busy? Yeah, I'm real busy. Too busy to see you. Like, so anyway, I was.
Did you gain any points with the wife when that happened?
Well, after
did that change anything?
No, after right. I got back and stuff. So Woody, of course, calls me. And I throw F-bombs around. At rapid pace when I'm not on the air. I've openly said if there's something I got to work on, I use the F word for good, bad. There's always got to be – I've learned how through the years, maybe a lot of you are like that too, where the F bomb is used for everything. Well, F and A, man, that's great.
get the F out of here. You serious?
Good or bad. Right.
Yeah,
right.
Like, what an, you know, yeah. So, anyway, Woody was asking, we're doing some of the show, and we started, and I was throwing F-bombs. He says, hey, I'm on speaker. Leon is in the back.
I warned you the second, because I know how you talk, so I told you the second you got on the phone, I said, hey, Joe.
I've said, I'm
Leon's
sorry.
Leon's in the car. Not only did you acknowledge he was in the car, you sang him a damn song. So you knew he was there.
And then
you start singing like an idiot. So you sing to the kid. He's all laughing in the back. And then you got going on whatever it was you were ranting about.
I got rolling a second time. And then he goes, hey. And I went, oh, man, I did it again. I was like, just, yeah. So anyway.
So the first time you start.
Sorry, I'm sorry.
That was an S word. I go, hey, Joe, the kid's in the car. You mind?
Yeah.
And then the F bombs start flying, and you dropped an MF in
totally
there.
Forgot again.
Yeah, you dropped an MF in there.
Totally
the problem,
forgot.
But the problem with my son right now is he's 4 and he repeats everything he hears.
F and A.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
It's just so like ridiculous. I I told you, like, start the conversation. It's like the thing with the wife in the
Woody,
car. Like I told Woody, you,
Woody's
Joe,
never
my
just
kid's in the car. It's
apology.
A speaker. He's
Zach,
sitting there. He repeats everything.
He never accepts the apology. He's got to beat me up for a couple of days on this.
Oh, I know, Joe.
I said, you know, and I said, that's why I was singing, act like a goofball, so the kid would get his mind off what I said,
right,
a couple
right.
of the F-bombs that I threw in the back there. But yeah, I got to work on that a little bit. There's no question. It's got to be
how weird.
On.
I'm driving home, and this guy, I got this guy singing on my speakers in my car.
It's about normal, and then, Joe. Right.
And going into a tangent rant with F words everywhere. My kid's in the back seat.
Let me tell you, I just got flat out ambushed on this thing, and it truly, for once, was not my fault that this guy showed up at the front door. It is number one ballsiest thing I have ever had anybody do at a day that was starting to turn around. The day was turning around. It was looking good. I was doing nice things. I was giving back. I was feeling good. If you've ever done that, and then, like, your past, you know, pops up at the front door, and you're like,
the ghost of Christmas past.
And it wasn't a guy from, like, you know, 40 minutes away. It was a guy that was 3,000 miles away that jumped on a plane and said, hey, man, I'm here. And I go, you're here? He goes, well, I told you I might be coming out. I said, you told me a month ago you might be coming out. You just showed up.
I'm proud of you, Joe. I didn't think you'd be able to go through it.
No, man.
I'm proud of you.
It was the best spent amount of money that I just
whatever
I
it was,
spent.
Right. Doesn't matter.
It was
money
well spent. And honestly, didn't give him any extra money. Just said, your room's paid for. And that account is officially locked. If you try anything else,
right.
You try anything else, whatever else that hotel has, which I don't think's a lot outside of that room and a couple of fresh towels, some soap. I don't think he's got anything else. So that's it.
Wow.
Man. Yeah.
Joe, I'm proud of you because I didn't know how that was going to work out with you, with your buddy. I know you've known this guy for a long time, but I figured the wife part of it would be a little bit more than the friend part.
You
of
get
it.
To a point, yeah. Like
you know, I know, I get it.
And you know what women are great at? It becomes about, like, is me versus him. And,
right,
and that is the
right,
worst.
Right.
So I'm going to find out. I know you guys have known each other a lot longer than I've been around. I'm going to find out right now how you're going to handle this and where your priorities are. And I did. And I even got... I put a little drama in there as they were packing their stuff, and I'm standing in the room like security, like, let's get
oh, going. You're like the dad.
Oh,
wow,
no, I went, no, and she was standing, I could see, I knew she was in the back, but she could hear. I go, all right, let's get going, you guys. I got a busy day. But I did it loud enough where she's like, yeah, that's my husband right there making me a friggin' priority. That's my guy right there, man.
I want to clap for you right now, right?
No, man. Right. And I even said, like, hey, you guys can leave in your wet clothes. I don't care. Or you can go change, whatever you want to do. And these aren't like little kids you're kicking out of the house. These are freaking people my own age. I'm going, you got to go, man. This is actually embarrassing, the whole thing. And nobody said a word. They knew I was salty, and then the guy's like, hey, we're gonna be able to see you this week or for lunch or
sure,
dinner. I go,
sure.
No.
Yeah.
You tell him the Aaron C show's in town?
I didn't even bring that up. I didn't even want to get into it.
Send him out there.
Jeez.
Let me tell you, I will just say this. I drove north a little bit.
Hotels were a little slim in Broward.
Because you gave me the heads up. I drove north.
I didn't know what texture told us yesterday.
Dropped them off. Yeah, yeah. Dropped them off. And
Port St. Lucie? Is that where you got them?
And my man says to me, he goes, hey, we don't really – I know. I go, I've known you a long time. I know you're going to tell me you don't have a lot of money. It's paid for. Your room's paid for. I go, take care. I said, this is like – no shame at all, though. God bless him. No shame at all. I wish I could – like, no shame at all. Just – got out.
So you didn't drop the Julie dirt on him? Like, this isn't goodbye, it's I'll see you later? Like, it's
no,
none of those?
No,
right?
No, no, no. Wow. I didn't even do that. Like, hey, wow. Man.
I'm
like,
proud of you, Joe. That was a big day for you.
He tried to throw some names. He was trying to throw names of, like, mutual friends back home, and I was like, I wasn't having it. I was like, I don't know. I thought he was dead. I didn't even know he's still alive. I was doing stuff like that. I was just
oh,
like,
man, wow. Yeah, cold shoulder in the car.
He's still in Marysville, and then he tried that, my mom and dad, they're doing, I talked to them. I know how they're doing.
So you had answers for every question.
Yeah,
too.
I was just like I just didn't want him we're not 10 anymore. We're not 13. We're not 12. We're not going through elementary school together. It was like,
what if he matures, though, and he, like, next time he calls you and he says, hey, I'm coming into town.
The guy can't change.
No.
Would you invite him to stay with you?
The guy can't change. He owes half of Marysville money. He can't change.
That's why he comes here, right? Takes advantage of Big Joe.
And he jump on and hype up the trip back here with whatever she was. Nasty. God, she was nasty. All right, man. So anyway, enough
proud of you, Joe. Well, I'm so proud of you.
So if you've ever had one of those days, man, days, and you're like, this cannot finish my day. This is no way. The person from hell that could be number one on the all-time list shows up at the front door. I don't even know how he got through the gate. I have a frigging gate, and he got through the gate without the call. Like
Leroy let him in.
Leroy. He got the Leroy. He saw Leroy, and Leroy threw me under the bus. Yeah, right. Man, go ahead and go in if you're your buddy. I got you, man. Right. No, you don't need anything else. All right, so anyway, we do have a lot of stuff going on here this morning. It's pretty interesting. Miami Herald's been doing a nice little job of starting to break down the Miami Dolphins' positions of strength as you start to...
Oh, Armando's article yesterday, right? How much is that going to get people upset?
Starting to look at what you like and what you're not sure of. Listen, nobody has, or very few teams outside of Tampa, have at least on paper a perfect team, a team that looks really good. And maybe you throw Kansas City. They lost those offensive linemen, and first thing they did was go out and get some really good ones, trade for a good one, got maybe the best free agent guard we've seen from the Patriots. I mean, they went out, didn't they?
Oh, they upgraded, Joe, yeah.
They went out. So listen, they've got themselves a nice little team again if you're just looking at, on paper. But I thought it was interesting of positions. I want to come back and I want to talk to you guys about – and I'm sure we're all going to be a little different on positions of strength, positions you feel good about, positions that – you're not feeling real good about and where this team is right now. So we'll come back. We'll talk more about that stuff. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. All right, welcome back. Good morning to everybody, man. Fresh start. Fresh start day here today on a Thursday. A lot of stuff to get to here. So I want to ask you, Zach, since I teased you a little bit before about starting to look at the breakdown of positions you've drafted at, taking that into consideration, what you have coming back, what you've added in free agency. I want to ask you, what are the two strongest positions on this team? And forget the kicker, in case somebody tries to be.
We're taking specialists out of this, right? Yes. Like we're taking, yes. Okay. Well, I think the number one is defensive back, that cornerback position. You have Xavier, you have Byron Jones. You picked up Coleman. You have Iggy. Nick Needham's back. I do think that that's the deepest and best position.
Well, the two safeties, honestly, and I don't know what's going to happen, but McCain and Rowe were really good last year. Overall, they played really, really well. Okay, so That group's number one. What's number two for you?
I think number two, honestly, for me, is probably the linebackers, as weird as that sounds. Jerome Baker, Van Ginkle, McKinney comes and plays well. I do think that that might be the second best position on this team, which is weird because there's not big names there, but I do think that that might be the second best position on this team.
So what do you want to add, any on the thing? Because Noy's missing is like huge.
Right, I get it.
And that was real productive. And again, that's still like when I see the coach, I'm like, what did Kyle Van Noy do? Like he got,
right.
He wasn't that bad. 6 sacks out of a linebacker, a couple of forced fumbles.
He was good.
Recoveries.
He was good, Joe.
I know he missed a couple of games with a hip, but he played through it. You made him captain. So, or somebody made him captain, whether they voted on it. But yeah. So what do you got, Woody?
I agree with Zach about the secondary, but I think the receiver group has the potential to be one of the strongest groups on the team, you know, obviously depending on what Jalen Waddle brings to the table, Joe, but I actually think they have some decent depth at that position. I think it could be, you know, you look at it from top to bottom. Is it not one of the better receiving cores in the league?
There, you look at their two tight ends now, and we're talking pass receiving. Nobody wants to hear about blocking tight ends, but their pass receiving tight ends, the best it's been in a long, long time. And the two speedsters and the two big body guys, I would agree. It is on paper right now. Nobody's gotten injured or anything. Just everybody coming back 100% in September, along with that secondary. And you're right, with Howard and Jones and the experience of the safeties. And by the way, you've drafted two safeties the last 2 years in high draft picks. So, yeah, and you got a first-round guy that you got to get in there, Nick Benogany, at some point. So, I'm with you that's the strongest position. That's why that defense did what it did last year, that group.
Right.
And the second group, for me, is that wide receiver group just because.
Sorry to steal your group there.
No. It's fine. And actually.
It doesn't I mean, listen, you throw this out if Jalen Waddle doesn't end up being a star.
Well, I'm just saying,
I mean,
by what you got.
That's the assumption here is that he's going to be really good as a first-round pick and the guy that they liked. Over everyone else in the draft.
But it doesn't bother either one of you that the wide receiver group, there's no one in that wide receiver group right now, especially at the top of that list, that's played a full season, basically.
No. But so as of right now, going into the season, everybody coming back healthy, and health's a big thing, especially with that position. I'm not disagreeing, but if you look at the guys, they've all put up numbers now, whether they played a half a season, they've all got experience except your first-round pick. The way they're going to use them in motion, deep crossing, running down the middle, all the different things they're going to do to get him the ball as probably the fastest, along with one of the great deep threats you have after his one-game suspension, the two big body guys, and Mike Gesicki, who really did a real nice job of catching everything, especially running down the middle of the field. And I was looking going, yeah, I get the injury thing, down, you know, and you got to stay healthy. You need a little help on that. But that group and is those are the two best groups for me. And I got, you know what? I'm gonna surprise you on the third group. The third group for me is the defensive tackles with Butler, Sealer, Raekwon Davis, who's his upside.
He's
this
good.
Year.
I like Raekwon.
He just something happened about more than halfway through the season. He realized like, man, I can be really good every snap. Sealer was just a great find. And Christian Wilkins, that group
it's good. Defensive tackle could be really good for
us. So I'm looking forward to that group, and they need it. But I don't have the linebacking core in there. Baker is obviously the best of the group in the way they play.
And he's in a contract year. That does a lot for me also.
See what's going to happen there. But, yeah, I was just curious what as you look at these different groups and defensive end, could be Phillips, Ogba, Van Ginkle, and on early downs you could move some bigger body guys down there if it's more about the run and put Phillips. I'm really curious to see what they're going to do with Phillips, and I think I know how they're going to play him, but want to see how that plays out. But yeah, and the other group is the offensive line, and I didn't mention it just because we haven't seen it, but you can't do any more for the offensive line. You got two guys with experience that have played a lot of football that you have on that group, Fluker and Jesse. And then you've got, like, you can't add any more picks than you already have. And they, and all of them have experience except the guy that you just moved up to get in the second round that's expected to come in and be a starter out of Notre Dame, where those guys have had some really good offensive lines in, at Notre Dame and had a lot of success in the NFL. I'm just hoping we get one of those guys too. So I didn't put that in there just because it's still young and I want to see. I mean, it's kind of weird I come on and tell you I love our offensive line. I don't know exactly where everybody's going to play yet. But that one's got a chance. And then the one that concerns me the most is, you know, quarterback. I don't know how it's going to be. I hope. And the running back. Is there enough there? Is there enough there where we have a chance to make a big run? Are we getting the most out of every run and all those type of things with the group you have? So that's it. And, again, very few teams are really full and don't have
– top to bottom, right.
It's hard. It's hard with a cap, and you miss on a couple of free agents, and you miss on a couple of draft picks, and now all of a sudden you got to patch that one up, and then, oh, God, you got another hole there, and you got to patch that one up. And then you run out of – you just don't have enough Band-Aids to cover everything up, and you find yourself, you know, hoping that certain guys play well and stuff. So, anyway, that was just that kind of that the look on the team. And I know that the Miami Herald's been really pushing this thing months ahead on what everything's going to look like here. But I would ask everybody out there, though, the position that you feel best about just off of coming out of the draft and the position that you're most concerned with.
You want me to read a couple texts for you that just came in? One said we need a center. That was the first one that just came in off the top.
Not worried about center.
Your quarterback can't throw deep. That's a position that he's putting that at number 10.
So he's saying he believes that Tua can't make deep throws.
Right.
Okay.
Right. You guys are ridiculous.
Hey, by the way, can we, like, outlaw that after 7 years of hearing Tannehill can't throw the deep ball?
By the way, anybody says that now.
Can we just outlaw that? I just don't want to hear that anymore.
What are you talking about, Tannehill or just quarterbacks in general,
Miami Dolphins quarterback. Like, Tua can throw the ball deep.
Well, we'll see.
He was a top five pick in the NFL draft. He can throw the football down the field. Right, Joe? You've seen him in practice. I mean, am I off on this?
No, he could throw it. He can make all the throws.
I mean, he's not Patrick Mahomes. Fine.
The Dolphins didn't go, hey, let's look at some Tua tape here. Man, he looks good on those dump offs, but really struggles down the field. Let's take him at five.
right.
Now, listen, we got to see it because I will say this. Miami Dolphin receivers are never going to be as open as Alabama receivers. That's just not going to happen. It didn't happen last year. It didn't happen the year before and the year before. And that's why sometimes it's hard to evaluate certain schools that have way too much talent on things. But that was the question.
Watch the guy for a year and you make that claim.
Well, listen.
Yeah, exactly, the Dolphins watched him in his pro day. Like, wow, this guy really struggled.
So I've been asking everybody this to join me on this. I'm asking you to join me on this, and I've already heard, you know, all the negativity, and I understand. I do understand, but now, Tua, they have loaded up. I mean, we can't spend any more draft picks on the offensive line. I mean, that's it. That's the most. I have to laugh while I'm saying. Say, we have spent a lot of draft picks, and now a lot of those young draft picks have experience. We have some veterans in there that if you do put them in there, you feel pretty good. I do. And we went out, and this is the best group of receivers, when healthy, that we've had in a long time. We got two guys that can run by people. We got two big body guys, and we got one of the most athletic tight ends we've had. For running down the middle, Mike Gesicki's coming off an unbelievable year. Even the toughness of the dislocated or separated shoulder, I'm not sure which one because I don't know if he had a surgery done. But he was really good running down the middle of the field. Really, really good. Caught everything around him. And we've added another one of the best pass-receiving tight ends in the draft to go. So, yeah.
Think about how good Devontae should be this year. With so much pressure taken off him and so much attention given to these other guys who are supposed to be your big deep threats, Like, think how good he could be this year.
I
don't know where you put him. Is he the number one, number two? I mean, it doesn't even really matter, I guess. But just think about what he could be this season if he stays healthy.
I don't think they're looking at who's going to be the number one. Matter of fact, I think in that first meeting, I think Coach Flores comes in on that team thing and says, I feel like we got a lot of guys, and different guys are going to be, you know, we only got one football here, fellas, and we know what all you guys can do. We're going to try to get everybody the ball, but there is no reason, short of everybody getting injured. And I said this, and it was obvious at the end of the year, Brian Flores looked at Chris Greer on the plane home from Buffalo and said, I will never, ever let this happen again where we have a couple guys go down and I'm playing with this group. I won't do it. I won't do it. And so they've loaded up. They have to stay healthy. I get it. Got to stay healthy. Everybody comes back healthy. That's what the off season's for. Some of them, you know, got cleaned up, everything cleaned up, and had their surgery during last year for foot, knee, and all that. But when they come back, I mean, there is no reason Tua shouldn't have. If he's got it, if he's got the ability, the team is going to go, hey, Tua, listen, man, you know, you're the guy. I don't want you looking over his shoulder. There's no Ryan Fitzpatrick. Bissett's there to clean up for you if you need it.
Oof.
And he's, by the way, he's a really good player. He's won some games.
No. I like that. I just don't like to clean up if you need it part.
I didn't mean clean
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I think the wording was incorrect.
That was the wrong word.
No, I'm just saying that's fine. That's
if we have to go, you know, and you're out.
If Tua gets hurt, that's what you're saying.
Okay, fine. That's a better way to put it. Because last year was a nightmare when it comes to that.
They're not – I don't think they want to get in that business.
Not if Tua's struggling. The guy's
by the way, we're doing that in year two, and then you guys can all call in and say, I was right. You were right about Tua, and you can do it. But I'm asking you. You got to give them, like, you can't do any more. And some of you are going to say, well, what about the running back position? Okay. But as far as your offensive line and your wide receivers, you can't do much more than you've just done.
You've loaded up. You're right.
You've made your highest pick on a guy you consider to be the most explosive guy. You weren't looking for another big body guy. You checked out. We got enough 6'3", 6'4", and 6'5", receivers. We're good, and we got another guy that's been one of the best deep threats. Got to miss the first game, got the last 15 in good shape. So they really the thought over there in Davie is, well, soon we're going to be saying Hard Rock. Matter of fact, they're moving as I speak. So
is that I was about to say, when is that transition happening?
It's getting ready to happen. Yeah. It's already stuff started moving over into that. That beautiful facility, man, that thing is.
So what do we call it now? Because we always say that, you know, over in Davie, what do we say now?
Well, we got to come up with a name, because the other day somebody called it Baptist Health, and I go, well, that's the name of the old building, too, in Davie. It's Baptist Health. So I don't know, like, I got to – We got to figure out.
The gardens,
by the way,
I like that.
Well, Baptist – okay, because Baptist Health's obviously all over and –
No, but I don't think normal the regular people in the world called it, you know, Baptist Health. They called it, you know, it's over
Davie.
There,
no,
Davie.
We called it Davie. So we're,
so,
we're going to
the gardens. The gardens, right. Miami Gardens, the gardens.
Well, listen, that's where it is on property, and right. It's friggin' it wiped out a lot of land. It is big, and it is friggin'.
Where exactly is it?
Beautiful. It's right there on University.
Yep.
Can't miss it.
So it's near on the opposite side of the tennis?
Not on the opposite side, no. That's on the south side.
Okay. I'm good with directions.
And then the west side.
Opposite
the west
side of the highway. Is where
it would be the west side. The turnpike's the east side. And,
right, right.
And the canal, and the canal is north. You don't want to end up in that canal.
You're going to be providing tours of the new facility?
No, nobody's asked me to do that yet. But I do want to tell you it's almost 7 o'clock.
I'm asking, actually.
So
I'd like to see it.
Driving the highway.
We'll try to get you in there during the season at some point, Woody.
Yeah.
Well, I'll let you walk around the outside on a weekend, man.
I got the shot. Like I heard on driving in this morning, I got these weird rules about, like, if you have a certain percentage of people that have the shot, like, you can go back to normal activities and stuff.
Herd immunity?
Yeah. Well, I have the shot, so I'm allowed in the facility, right?
You're also allowed to let me go to the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.